we're talking about orbs. The last time we spoke, I thought I saw a red bug of some kind.
Oh, yes.
Walking around on my wall. Yep. And it was walking in circles in and out of a poster. And I felt self-conscious because during our conversation, my eyes were drifting over to the side. And I wanted to just squash the little bug, but it didn't see any legs. It just was not a red color I've ever seen an ant, not like a red ant. It was very bright red, very tiny, like the half a size of an ant. Okay. And at the end of our conversation, I said to you, I'm so sorry if I seem distracted.
Yes.
But I saw an ant or a bug walking around in circles. And you said that wasn't an ant or a bug. You said.
Yeah, that's an orb.
It was an orb. And I said, okay, well, I always imagined an orb would be like a light reflected. And this was a three-dimensional thing.
Yes.
That I saw. It was a thing.
Yeah.
And you said, yeah, I saw it. It crossed your path. I saw your eyes and you were looking at an orb. I've told this story to people. And the first question they ask me is, what is an orb? And I said, oh, I didn't ask him that. I just assumed it was a being of some kind. What is an orb?
It's a piece of intelligent plasma. So if you look at an orb, you know, and orbs come all different sizes, but the most combination of energy is plasma. It's like pure electrical energy. It's how the whole universe works through electricity and through pulsation of electricity. And an orb is the same as our soul. It's concentrated energy, plasma energy, into a ball, because a ball is the smallest thing that it can possibly be. So depending on the amount of plasma there, it can be very small, like the one that you saw vibrating red, or it can be huge. It can be the size of a grapefruit.
What happens if I had reached out and tried to touch it?
You would have probably got a shock.
I wish I had tried.
No, you don't even think of these things at the time.
No.
I'll tell you a story. My son, when he was 12, we had bunk beds for my boys. I've got two boys and a girl. And he was sleeping on the top bunk. And he was woken up at two in the morning by two bright balls of plasma that were hovering just above his head. And these two bright balls of plasma lit up the room.
Oh my God.
Okay. And he told me about this when he woke up. He said, Dad, I wasn't scared, but he said, I really would like to know what they were. And my explanation was they must have been the energy of his granddad, my father, and his mother, or another person that was with my dad coming to see him, because my dad never met my boys. Or my children. So I said, don't be scared, because it's not something to be scared of. It's just intelligent plasma. And if you think about it,
I have the chills. It lit up the room.
It lit up the room. He said lit up the room. The room was about 12 foot by 12 foot, and it lit the room up, and it was totally pitch black. And what woke him up was the light, because when it's like having the light put on above his head. And it was that close to him, it woke him up. And that's what it sort of got him to a point of being curious about what they were, because he wasn't frightened. He was just curious to think, what was that energy in my room? And so the explanation of it being plasma, and we all have that. See, we all have that plasma inside of us.
You've explained that's kind of our soul in our body, right?
Yes.
Is that ball of plasma.
Yeah.
So
if you get up at night, if you go into a dream plane, you are just that ball of energy, because you can still see in dreams, can't you? You can still feel in dreams. You can still hear in dreams.
Right.
But you can't smell in dreams.
Oh, right. You can't. Smell in dreams.
Can't smell.
You can't taste then, because you need to smell to taste, right?
Well, I think you can taste. I think you can taste, but you cannot smell.
Gosh.
You never have a dream that you've been able to smell.
Wow.
Okay. So I think that when we're in spirit, when we're intelligent plasma, we can have four out of the five senses active. But I don't think we have a sense of smell. That's why it's so important to create the memories of smell while we're in this life. And it's part of the reason why I think we're here the way we are.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have a candle lit here, which I now have a candle every time I record yes. anything because of you. Because you told me to add the sense of smell to my meditations. And yes. I love it. I'm becoming more aware of that. But yes. that's incredible. So orb. So I had a teeny tiny little itty bitty wee orb. And your son had this two giant bright orbs.
Yeah, the size of quarters. If you look at a quarter,
oh, okay.
the size of a quarter.
And I was picturing like a grapefruit.
No, they're some of the big, one of these days I'll show you some photographs of me on stage, and I've got one the big as a space hopper in front of me on stage.
So, okay, in the photograph, you mean?
Yeah, it's been captured on the photograph as I'm working on stage.
Define that word you just used.
Working.
I no. An output of energy. No, when in the picture, what you saw, or
yeah, it was the size of a space hopper.
What's a space hopper?
Right, it's a big orange ball that children spring about on. The size of a beach ball.
Okay? Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So we in pictures, you know, we sometimes see things in pictures that we also often explain away with lighting, or there must have been something, even if it makes no sense. But when you see a picture and you see those balls of light coming out of nowhere.
Let me explain to you, if you capture orbs on pictures.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sometimes you capture things that capture the light and you can see what they are.
And you can tell the difference because of the auras.
Absolutely. Totally. Okay. Really is. And normally orbs that are not orbs are normally like hexagons. You'll see them, and you'll see them on pictures where people take pictures and there's water droplets, and they'll have hexagon size shapes.
Okay.
They won't be round. They won't be spherical. And so you can tell the difference between an orb and a dust particle, for instance, or a speck of rain or a speck of moisture, because they have different shapes. On a camera, on a film. If you're looking at a film and they are totally spherical, then they're orbs.
Is there a difference between what's captured on film and what's captured digitally on a camera?
On digital cameras are very good at picking up every speck of dust, every speck. And so you have to be very aware of that when you're looking at a picture, the dust particles, because if you look at them, like I would look at them, the real orbs have a huge aura. They have a rainbow around them quite often.
They have a rainbow.
Yes, the white light is split into about seven different compartments.
Sure.
And you can see it spreading out.
That makes perfect sense. It's got all the colors intact. It's the bouncing off of the white. It's all the, of course, white light is all those colors. And that is an orb, and not just light in general, because, you know, light is white because it's a mixture of all the colors, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why it's so interesting you having that red orb, because that's going to be about seven stages up to be red, because red is probably at the top of the spectrum. And so infrared, we don't see it normally.
Oh, I would think it's at the bottom of the spectrum, and that purple would be the...
Yeah, but how we see it is maybe a little bit, you know, upside down sometimes. But but the fact that you saw a red meant that you were seeing infrared to me. And we don't normally see infrared. I see infrared quite a lot. I see it attached to things.
It was very bright, like a very beautiful, bright red. It was
It almost like, you know, really ruby red, wasn't it?
Yes.
And so that ruby red is infrared. It's what you would see on an infrared. So you're picking up part of the spectrum you wouldn't normally pick up.
To happen again.
Oh, it will. It will. Yeah, I mean, the more we talk and the more we connect, the more we talk about these things, the more you're going to get things coming towards you. And you're going to be, because you want them to come towards you. You're saying, if you could say to me, Dom, I want to meet an alien, right? You'd be first there, wouldn't you, to meet
them? I mean, there's one story I just haven't told you because I'm too shy on this podcast to say it yet, but I have had a recent experience, but I will share that as I get more comfortable. Yeah, but I no, do, but fine. I do look up. I do look up all the time when I walk outside. One of your philosophies in life, if you listen to Twisted and Misunderstood, Twisted and Misunderstood, that's Dom's podcast, is there's a little plug. If one of, there's an episode that's so great about Dom's philosophies, and one of them is just look up.
Yes, look up. Yeah, look up. It's a very simple philosophy, but it really works because you see so much if you look up. And if you're doing that, it's amazing what you see, isn't it? You live your life, you know, a bit like,
like that. Looking at your feet, honestly. But yes, I want to look up and I want to see more orbs. And this is exciting. I'm excited.
Yeah, then you'll see more because you're conscious. Just like that.